It's an ongoing dispute known as the eyeball wars between ophthalmologists and optometrists. Both professions deal with eye care, but there's one difference. Ophthalmologists are medical doctors, while optometrists are not.
Would you feel better having your prescriptions written by someone who has taken a course of 20 hours, including 10 hours of internet course, or someone who has studied the medicines and side effects for several years in their training?
Optometrists contend that they should be able to expand the scope of their practice, like prescribing controlled substances, while ophthalmologists like Mark Michaels, who are medical doctors and can perform surgeries, have argued they shouldn't. So to put an end to an almost four-decade-year-old war, Senate President-designate Don Gates struck a deal with some ophthalmologists who are part of the Florida Medical Association to concede allowing optometrists to expand the scope of their practice. In exchange, he filed a bill that could limit future medical malpractice lawsuits.
First, aligning medical malpractice laws to the same standard of clear and convincing evidence as is used in other parts of Florida statutes dealing with liability. And secondly, the bill in this section conforms Florida law dealing with subsequent treating physicians to the laws of a vast majority of other states, that the inability of defense counsel to interview the subsequent treating physician in a malpractice case severely limits discovery and fairness. So the bill creates equal access to a medical witness in a case with 10 days prior notice and with that physician's own counsel present.
But not everyone agrees on the terms. Mark Michaels represents the Florida Society of Ophthalmology and the American Academy of Ophthalmology. He says the groups are not part of the deal struck between the Florida Medical Association and the optometrists, and they have serious concerns with the bill.
The bill goes much farther than most other states. It allows optometrists to own and order lab tests for all types of medical conditions, everything from bronchitis to belly aches, without having any real experience practicing medicine. Would they be able to determine if there was a problem with the test results that they order, whether there was kidney failure or liver failure? I doubt it. The answer is no.
Keystone Heights resident Margie Stone says she understands the aim of the bill, but she says that does not mean doctors should get a chance to escape from legitimate medical malpractice claims.
I lost my husband a few years ago in a medical malpractice issue, and it's very tough as a widow to deal with these things. And to increase the burden of proof, we've already got all these hurdles to jump. We don't need any more hurdles. It's already bad enough.
And she wasn't the only one who felt that way. Dole Slayton, a restaurant owner from Crawfordville, joined his wife Julie in recounting the story of what happened to their son, who died due to medical malpractice.
My son Levi Slayton was born August 16, 2002, and died 5 days later. He died after being seen by our pediatrician that same day, who failed to run tests and readmit our son to the hospital despite clear evidence that he was suffering from an infection. Our case went to trial, and even the doctor's own expert conceded that they would have treated our son differently. Levi's life could have been spared. Please do not take the rights away from the victims and their families. Vote no on this very bad bill.
However, the latter testimony had the bill's sponsor, Don Gates, on the defense.
The last thing this bill does is to water down the standard of care. Anyone who is able to show clear and convincing evidence would have access to the courts, as would their clients, absolutely.
But Senate Democratic Leader Nan Rich wasn't buying it.
I believe that this language will make it much more difficult for people to get their day in court, and it will close the courthouse doors to a lot of people who deserve to have their cases heard and decisions to be made on what happened. So I will be voting no on the bill today.
Gates, however, says he feels like he has a very sound bill.
I believe that the rough edges have been sanded off. I believe we have a good vehicle to go forward to end a 38-year war and to provide a better environment for physicians and optometrists to practice in the state of Florida, and I ask your support for the bill.
The bill passed along a party-line vote with Democrats opposed. The bill is expected to go to the Senate Budget Committee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.